During an earthquake in Chile, it was the presence of an emergency generator and continuity planning and procedures at a radio station that kept lines of communication open when official channels were knocked out. On Saturday, February 27, 2010, an 8.8 magnitude earthquake shattered the coast of central Chile, not far from Concepción, the capital city of Concepción province and the Biobío region. The quake cut off electricity and nearly all communications. Landlines, cell phone providers, and computer systems of both government and private providers were out. To make matters worse, Chile does not have an emergency broadcast network of the kind that is common in many other countries. On the positive side, people in the region were accustomed to such events. Chile has experienced many earthquakes. Building codes were introduced in the 1960s, and homes and infrastructural elements have been rebuilt such that they are less vulnerable to damage. This is largely why the 2010 earthquake, although more powerful than the one that devastated Haiti in January of that year, did not cause nearly as much damage. Still, it was bad. Desperate for news and information about what was happening and what services were available, people turned to their battery-powered radios, which had been popular during the years of the previous political regime, a dictatorship, when power was frequently cut off without warning. People searched the dial for a signal and found nothing until not more than 15 minutes after the earth had stopped shaking, they heard the voice of Mauro Moschiati of Radio Biobío 99.7 FM, one of the largest stations in the area. Moschiati said he didn't have any news or information to offer, but promised the station would continue broadcasting and would deliver updates as soon as they arrived. This was possible because Radio Biobío had a contingency plan and was equipped with an emergency generator. As soon as the electricity failed, Moschiati and his colleagues had fired up the generator, switched over, and were back in business. The region suffered grievous damage. Hundreds of people died. Hundreds of buildings were damaged, and there was considerable looting. But Radio Biobío was able to play a valuable role by broadcasting information about casualties, damage, and available services. Thanks to its backup plan and the redundancy in its system, Radio Biobío.